Greg's ball to start the fourth quarter. Zach Jacobson is going to bring the ball in. Timber Burnham. We got Brian, Zach, and Drew is not in there. So Timber drives, kind of throws it to himself and gets rid of it. And Zach Jacobson, Zach's been making the difference in this game tonight. He's been cleaning up a lot of the mess from his players that have been left behind. So Ketch has the ball down on the top court. He throws the ball off of Brian Castle. It's going to be Haynes' ball. So Haynes' ball gets the ball here, 28-31 here in the first, or with in the beginning of the fourth quarter. So Swinton throws the ball into Matthew. Matthew's looking for something to do with it. Throws it to Ketch, and Jacobson grabs that ball, just nails it right out of his hand, just brings it down the court and just puts it in. It looks like tonight's not tonight for the Haynes Glacier Bears, but, you know, I'm sure it could have something to do with the first game, little jitters. Trevor's got the ball. He's driving. He wants to go all the way, and he does. So that's a nice shot. Trevor goes all the way with a nice little feed from his teammate and puts it up and in. So Craig's bringing the ball back down the court. Morgan wants to do the same thing, and he has two guys kind of nail him, and he gets thrown into the wall. I'll make fun of him for that tomorrow. I have him in one of my classes. And it wasn't as graceful as it could have been. But the foul was on the other team, and it's going to be Craig Ball, so Zach Jacobson's going to bring the ball in.
Morgan was just trying to take out the ref is what he was trying to do.
And in the process, he took out the wall that isn't going to move. And you should know that, because that's what we do in my classes, move, build walls. All right, so Morgan shot, and it was blocked by Hudson, and it kind of went off of Morgan's leg, so it's going to be Craig's ball, or excuse me,
Haynes' ball.
So it looks like Craig has backed off of their full court press with a 17-point lead. So Matthew's bringing the ball down the court, gives the ball to Ketch. Ketch is looking for something to do with it, and he's going to drive. And he drives all the way in, squeezes between two players. The shot doesn't go in, but they call the foul. And he weaved himself through two, three different sets of players, just kind of in his way. So this is a good experience probably for a sixth man on the team. And he puts it up and scores. I've been impressed with the free throw shooting here of the Haynes Glacier Bears. And in a close game, if we can, you know, pull a close one together tomorrow, that might be the difference between a game and a win and a loss. So he puts up a second one, misses it long, and it goes to Timber, and Timber wastes no time, brings the ball down the court, gives it to Brian Castle. Brian's trying to go up with the shot, but he's got two guys right on top of him, and it's not going to happen. And they knock the ball out of bounds, and it will be Craig Ball. So we got Timber Burnham underneath the basket. Passes the ball into Zach Vickers. Vickers tries to give the ball back. Gives the ball over across the court to Jacobson. Jacobson's looking to get it inside the Timber. Brian's pushing. Brian puts up a shot and puts it in. It was kind of a nice little spinner. It was kind of a lucky shot, and you can see by his face that it was pretty lucky. So Trevor's got the ball on the other side of the court here. Gives the ball up to Hudson. Hudson wants to shoot. Shoots it and misses short. Morgan gets the rebound and brings the ball down. So Timber Burnham is looking for Brian Castle. Brian gets a jump on Matthew, and Matthew fouls him as he goes around him. So it's going to be, that was only the fourth foul on Haynes, or the fifth foul on Haynes. And so it's going to be underneath the Craig basket here. And the ball comes into Zach Jacobson, over to Zach Vickers, over to Brian Castle, back to Morgan House. Morgan House over to Zach Jacobson. Zach Jacobson gets it back to Morgan on a give and go, and Morgan misses the layup. And Swinton's bringing the ball down the court and wants to push. He's pushing hard. He brings himself inside, and he throws it up, and no indication as to whose ball it is, but the ref is going to give it to Haynes. So Haynes' ball gives the ball back into Matthew. Matthew dribbles it off his own foot. So it's going to be Craig Ball. Jack Jacobson's going to give it into Timber. Timber back to Zach. Zach streaking down the court, and he's going to drive and put it up and miss. Swinton gets the rebound, and Zach Jacobson gets the foul. So it's going to be Haynes' ball with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to go here. The score is 52-34. Craig in the lead still. Full court pressing in, apparently, by Craig. Swinton gets the ball back. They back off a little bit.
Swinton's bringing the ball down the court. Timber picks him up at half court. He's trying to harass him a little bit. Gives the ball back to Trevor. They're trying a new play here. They're doing a three-man weave and trying to screen each other off. Swinton gets the ball back over in the corner, and he loses it as Brian goes and gets it. I wish I could say this as quick as I'm seeing it, but they're really moving back and forth. And so Brian dove for the ball, and Swinton went underneath him, and kind of Brian couldn't go any farther, and so then the ball went out of bounds, and I believe it's going to be Haynes' ball. But Haynes calls a timeout, and it's going to be a full timeout. All right, 5 minutes and 27 seconds to go here with 18-point lead for the Craig Panthers. It was quite a game in the beginning of the game, but now that we're ending the end of the game, it looks like it's just Haynes is just tired. They're not really moving. They're not hopping. They're not jumping. The rebounds aren't coming to them, and Craig's getting most of the rebounds. On this sequence here, Craig's got three rebounds, and finally Dillon pulls the pass down. And Trevor, as he's bringing the ball down the court, tries to cut and dribbles again for the second time in 2 minutes, the ball right off of his own foot. They're really trying. I just think that they're just tired and they're having a rough time. And maybe they'll just do some work to get some rest tonight and be able to come out with a different spirit and a different ambition tomorrow night. Trevor again tries to drive through three people and loses the ball as he does. And gives the ball back to Timber. Timber pushes the ball back to Zach. And the ref calls a foul on 2-0 of Craig. So Timber.
There's no 2.
Yeah, so that had to have been a foul on Timber during that fast break. And I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but I guess we'll never know. So Haynes brings the ball back down the court. Trevor gets the ball up to Hudson. Hudson fakes, brings it into a 20-foot jumper. Nice looking shot, but he missed. They've got some good things going for them. Drew brings the ball down the court for the Craig Panthers and misses. And the rebound goes to Zach Jacobson and back over to Drew. And Drew tries to feed the ball into Zach Vickers. And bad pass and gets knocked out of bounds. So it looks like Isaiah is going to be coming in for the Craig Panthers here with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to go and a 20-point lead. Looks like Ketch is back in the game. And he's guarding Zach Jacobson, and Zach Jacobson kind of drives right by him and puts in a layup. So a 22-point lead here. Trevor wants to bring it down the corner, throws a little floater up, but just banks it off the back of the backboard. And no luck. So the rebound goes to Zach Vickers, and Vickers gives the ball to Drew. Drew's looking to penetrate, does, gives the ball to Isaiah. Isaiah looks for Morgan. Morgan throws the ball back out to Isaiah. Isaiah shoots a 3-point shot and misses short. Rebound to Haynes. Trevor's bringing the ball down the court. He's throws the ball over to Ketch. Ketch back over to, looks like we got somebody new in the game. Puts it up and scores, and I will find out who that is. It looks like Marty. Marty puts it up and scores, 14-footer. Morgan drives the distance, misses to the side. Ball is then rebounded and off the foot of a Haynes guy, but right into Trevor's hands. And Jacobs got the ball back down the court, gives the ball back up to Marty. Marty puts it up and scores. No, that is not Marty, I'm sorry. That was Patrick. So Patrick puts it up and scores. Craig's bringing the ball down the court, and they give the ball to, or they lose the ball out of bounds, and I believe it was off of Haynes, and so it's going to be Craig ball. So 3 minutes to go, 56-38. Craig will have the ball under their own basket. So Timber brings the ball in to Zach Jacobson. Zach puts it up and dribbles it around and scores. So that was back to a 20-point lead with 2 minutes and 56 seconds to go. Trevor's got the ball, looking to give the ball to Marty. Marty's looking for somebody to get rid of the ball to. Can't, throws it right into the hands of Drew. Drew's bringing the ball down the court and gives back to Jacobson. Jacobson shoots three-pointer, hits it, and scores. So 61-38 here with 2 minutes and 32 seconds to go in the game. Trevor's got the ball. He wants to penetrate, and looks like Haynes is calling a timeout. So with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go here in the game, it's 61-38. All right, here we are back. The ball goes to Haynes. And Marty's bringing the ball down the court. Jacob's bringing the ball down the court. Gets the ball up to Ketch. Ketch gets the ball to Patrick. Patrick gets stuffed by his pass was stuffed by Zach Jacobson, and the ball gets back to Timber. So Timber is looking to dribble out some time, it looks like, here with 2 minutes to go, and there's a timeout called by Craig. So, again, now with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the game, looks like we're going to have a couple substitutions for the Craig Panthers and the Haynes Glacier Bears as well. And I will save you the pain of listening to me tell you everybody that's coming into the game, and I'll call them out when they touch the ball.
We have seven of your boys staying at our house tonight, and we'll try to get them to bed a little bit earlier so that they maybe can have some good rest. They had a good time playing basketball and stuff at our house last night. So.
But if you guys are listening to this, because it's going to be tape delayed, you're not going to be having a lot of rest either, because it'll probably be about 10:30 at night. But, you know, that's all right. They have a hard time calling from our house, too, for anybody that's listening to this, because they can only get service in one portion of our house. So we'll try to tell everybody to call home tonight and say hi. All right, so Craig brings the ball in. Ball goes to Charlie. Charlie's looking to drive, does not. Gets the ball back to Isaiah. Isaiah's going to penetrate and push the ball out to Gabe. Gabe travels. Does kind of a triple hop. And then loses the ball to a turnover. And it will be Haynes' ball with 1:52 to go. For most people here, I would assume that this game can't get over soon enough. And as an announcer, when the game is this far outreach, it's very difficult to find something to talk about the entire time. So Hudson goes up with a shot, and Gabe knocks it right out of his hands, and then Hudson gets a little upset, and not way upset, but just kind of frustrated, and knocks Gabe over. And so now Craig's going to have the ball back after the foul was called on Hudson. So Gabe's bringing the ball down the court very slowly. He's lucky he got past that timeline. Don't know what he's trying to accomplish, what he's doing there, but we're trying to get the ball back around to the corner. Isaiah wants to shoot. He puts up a three-pointer. Nope, short and to the side. So 1:23 to go, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. It's a 21-point lead, 23-point lead for the Craig Panthers. And the ball goes back over to Ketch, and Ketch gets the ball back to Jacob, I believe. No, I'm going to find his name here for you. Yep, Jacob. I was right, and I thought I was wrong. And Jacob shoots and apparently was fouled, and he will be shooting two. So we'll see if the young guys are shooting as well as the old big guys. Yep, puts it in. So one bright thing that you guys can look on to towards this game is your foul shooting's been over subpar, so you're doing well in that department. And it was good at the beginning of the game. I just think that Haynes just got a little bit tired and didn't know how to react. All right, so Haynes has got the ball, throws the ball out of bounds, but I believe it was tipped. No, I thought it was tipped by Isaiah, but it was not, so it's going to be Craig ball. So while we're sending a little bit of time here, 53 seconds to go. The game tomorrow night, I believe, starts at the JV game tomorrow night, I believe, starts at 5:30, not 5. So I believe from talking to your radio station there, you guys are going to be getting our game live tomorrow instead of tape delayed. So hopefully we can have more fun with it tomorrow night than we are tonight. So Craig's got the ball with 28 seconds to go. They're just kind of trying to dribble it out, and Haynes kind of letting them. But then Charlie puts up a three-pointer and misses. And the rebound goes to Craig, and another three-pointer shot, and no. The rebound goes to Haynes, and Haynes is bringing the ball down the court and throws the ball out of bounds, but tipped by Craig with 11 seconds to go. So tomorrow we'll join you here probably about 7 o'clock, 7:15 for the start of the game, and we will have a good time. Hopefully, I'm hoping that you guys can rebound well, or Haynes can rebound well from this loss and show a little bit more tomorrow. I know that they did beat Craig once in Haynes, so it's totally a possibility. We will. We've got 9 seconds to go here, and it looks like we're going to be shooting 1-1 on the Craig side. So a little insult to injury to all of us here, because might as well just let those 9 seconds roll off the clock and be done. But we will be shooting foul shots that aren't going to make the difference in a game. The ref asked one of the players just to go down into that hole right there, and nobody had to fill that hole, so I don't know why he bothered doing that. Shot was made. I think that was the first foul shot of the night made for the Craig Panthers. So I'm hoping that they can fix that tomorrow night. And he banks that one off the backboard, almost like he looked at me like, nice, I'm going to show you, and he missed it. So 3 seconds to go. Craig wants to shoot, and shoots and misses. So final score here in Craig, Alaska, tonight on February 11th, the day before Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and I want everybody to remember that. Abraham Lincoln's birthday is tomorrow, so be grateful for one great man that did a lot of great things for this world. Final score, 62-39. Craig with the victory here on the first night of this back-to-back doubleheader that we will be playing against the Haynes Glacier Bears.